Blog Talk Radio.
And we have...
Welcome to Scanning the Frequencies.
I love how Walter pops in the end.
I can't.
You know, that first bit there, when you said scanning the frequencies, you kind of sound like that guy from the old 7-Up commercials.
Yeah, never had it, never will.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what I was going for.
Oh, holy
clean
shit.
Clean and no caffeine.
Oh, Lordy, oh, no. Oh, my God.
We could totally do some crazy.
Oh, yeah, we're coming out of the gate strong tonight, people.
Yes, we are.
Hello, everyone. What's that number? So they call us now instead of
the
5 minutes.
The number.
If
you would love to call in and speak to us. The number is on my end. Remember, I got the other number. 619-639-4606. And one of you take me to the other number just in case.
Okay. The secondary number is 347-202-0316.
Yep. Call whichever one.
Phone lines are open. Call now.
Yeah, call now. Oh, I came back.
Our
this
sponsors
week.
Are standing by.
Yes, they are. I came back this week with another song from Bunny with his band Airy Glue. All right, and I would like to play it. Okay. All right, I'm going to start now. Okay. All right, we're going. 1, 2, 3. I think that song fucking rocks. I think it's great. And Bunny, shout out to your pain ass says hi. And shout out to your music is fucking phenomenal. I think your music is great. I have to go over first I went and I listened to all the music, like really close. And then I listened to the lyrics, like really close. You know what I mean? Now I gotta figure out the names of the songs, because when I'm like, I want to hear something, I go back and like, I'm like, what the fuck? Where the fuck was that? But no, it's really, really, really.
When I upload them to you on them to the studio, I try to put in a cue word or a keyword that triggers your memory because
I do this, so I remember
this one
these.
Was pipe, and you know what that meant.
Right,
pipe
right,
dream
right,
was the
right,
name
exactly,
of the song.
Pipe dream. But listen, but that's the thing. If I give them to you to do it, then I remember the titles.
I see. Here's the problem. When I send them to you, you do realize there's something a lot of people don't realize.
What?
When you send the MP3 files through the internet, sometimes they get compressed.
Oh, I know.
If you try to email them, you know, says Microsoft has 27 megs of space you can send a file. Yeah, but they will compress files that have like a bloated signature on them.
Got it.
And they'll compress them down to a different bit rate. I have noticed that when you sent me music on email, I've had to go back in and I've had to clean them up or expand
them back
to their original size.
Damn,
yeah.
iCloud.
So you gotta blow them back up and you know, check
iCloud,
the quality,
like,
and run them through a pass to make sure the equalizer's good.
Listen, but Apple's like, no, if you send them to anybody else, we're sending them to them like shit. Am I right? If you probably put it on an Apple computer, it'd be like, no. You know how they do that shit.
Right. Oh, gotcha.
Yep.
It's like, you're sending this to a non-Apple user? Okay, they're getting the old Nokia version of this.
Oh, my God.
Oh, that would be MIDI, though. That would be MIDI. Ding, 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 ding. That's like eight.
I was thinking anyway, but the whole frequency and energy and vibration thing, like on many levels, but especially, like, I don't know, everything, I guess everybody, you guys feel it too, feels off. Everything feels weird, but, you know, off.
Weird vibes.
But like, not
California's
I
getting washed out, man. That's crazy.
Look, I'm like,
they're
in the
washing machine
people are
right now.
On fire, and they're killing the people in Gaza to the point where they have nowhere to go, and they're ready to bomb it. I mean, like, this is so bad. And what's next, Egypt? Okay, we're done. And we're throwing missiles somewhere in Iran and some fucking, you know what this looks like? A fucking board game. Like, you know how you have board games when
you're
a kid?
Oh, Risk.
All right? You know what it is?
Battleship.
Right, something like that. This is fucking stupid. Are they not stupid?
I love Battleship.
I do, too. That was a funny game. But like, but
I play it every day, the giant version of it.
Yep, and I played Electronic Battleship. I like that one. And
I did too.
Yep, and but think about it. What the
E5.
Fuck are they doing? Look at what's happening to California. For one, like when you start to think about it, we all the war. I would say, you know, they're talking about everything with emissions and what, like that, cars and what. How about the fucking war, man? How about all those bombs going the fuck off? Isn't that an issue to our atmosphere as well? Of course it is. And think how many are going off and just what's in
them. Oh, definitely. Yeah,
okay.
You never know, not to mention, it's not just the explosives and propulsion that's leaving fumes and bullshit
enough.
In the air. But you never know what they put in the warhead so that when it does hit. And they have killed so many people over there.
I know.
You can't find them.
Yeah, but now with us,
and
we're shooting chains and fuck, shooting this. You know what? I would bet you a bottom motherfucking dollar that they're, you know how like Iran says they're not responsible. They didn't do something and we shot at them. I guarantee somebody else is nixing it here. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like putting it in there and making it look like it's from somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
So that they can bomb.
That's where you and I split, man. I know Iran's complicit, man. They're
but they said they did not. They did not do that. They would admit it. Of course they would.
No, Iran was quick to admit back when Khomeini was running the whole shit.
Yeah, all of it. All of that, yeah.
And when he fucked around and did something, he's like, oh, yeah, now you'll fucking find out it was us. We fucking did it, and we'll stand up for it, and we will whoop your ass.
Yeah, all right.
But
but it doesn't matter. What if those people in Iran, cause over there in the government and the people everywhere else in the government should take a fucking hike because all there is war. There.
Exactly.
There
all of them.
Go. Everybody needs to go. Now and go and like everybody can have a peaceful society.
But sometimes you need peace through strength too, and I'm gonna say that since we're talking about
it. I do not for the life of me believe that killing kids and fucking slaughtering
people. Oh no, I'm
not
saying I'm believing that.
No.
I'm just saying
no, if
you
got a fist.
You can't let people do what the fuck they want or they're gonna continue to do it, and you know.
Wait a minute, but what are they doing? It's always religious based. Let them live their own religion. You love their own religion. They live their own. Let everybody do what the fuck they want with religion. Hey, I got friends of all religions. You know what I'm saying? Like, so it doesn't really matter. You know what I mean? Like, I don't. You know, they look at me like I'm nuts and laugh, and that's about it.
Well, I was gonna say about California. I've got family and friends.
Me
that
too.
Live there,
my
grandson's
there. I know.
Yeah, I know. My heart goes out. I even got more family there then.
Yep,
my heart goes out to everyone right now going through the through all that stuff over there. Something about a Pineapple Express and some kind of wave or river.
Atmospheric river or whatever. Yep.
Whatever it is, my heart goes out to everyone listening that's from California. Y'all hang in there.
Yeah,
and now they're talking about a polar vortex flipping through somewhere.
Mm.
Well, you know what? It goes right along with the theme of the what the fuck is going on in the world.
Well, REM. Is it REM?
REM.
The end of the world?
Yeah.
It's the
end of the world as we know it.
Yeah.
Oh,
but I don't feel
fine. Go back and look at those.
Song.
Go back and look at those lyrics to that song.
It's spot on. Billy Joel.
But it was
we don't need to start the fire. Was it? We didn't start the
God.
Fire. Yeah, that's it. Yeah, Billy
oh, my
Joel.
God. But the REM one really does take the cake.
Yeah.
Hey,
Cake. There's another band, Cake.
She's
going the distance.
She's going free.
For speed. That's how I'm fun out.
We'll forget what the fuck. We'll remember it and then forget it 2 seconds.
Why do we talk so much about music? Because music is a vibe and vibe is a frequency, baby.
Music is a frequency for sure.
That's right.
Music
is a vibe and a frequency.
I don't hear, when I listen to music a lot of times, I mean, I'll hear music because it'd be like regular music, but if I hear music that gets my brain going, you know, It's like a different fucking vibe completely. I feel it everywhere, not just, you know what I mean? Yeah, it just, it'll penetrate my head.
Do you flux too? Do you ever just like, you're chilling and then you like me, this is me. I'm listening to like 70s music. Mm-hmm. And then I hear a Metallica song, and I just completely go 180 degrees and start singing.
You
know? I do. I'll be listening to like Elton John, and then I flux, you know, like, boom.
Oh my fucking God!
I can hear Elton John singing Metallica. That would be priceless.
Well, last,
oh jeez.
Oh my God! Last week I was.
Oh no, Metallica! No. Hello, Yellow Brick Road.
I have the radio on. I have the radio on, even if I'm listening to music. I have a balancing act that I do, okay? So MMR has to be on. I have to hear the DJs, and when they speak, I have to shut. If I'm listening to something else during one of the songs, I have to shut it because I can hear what they're saying, all right? But the other day I was listening to Bunny, and I heard Slayer, Jackie Bam Bam.
Oh, hell yeah.
All right, and I was like, oh, my fucking God, I ain't heard this song in forever. And boom, threw that right there. Yeah, Slayer.
Yeah, you know what's crazy? Yeah. Slayer's going to be on the oldies. Gen X oldies metal. You're going to be listening to Silent Scream.
They named our generation the right generation. Generation
it was. X. X is
yeah,
it. I like it.
That's it.
I'm not
that's
mad at it.
No,
I like
it, actually. I think
it's
perfect. It's perfect.
It's wicked awesome.
Mm-hmm. Yep. It fits.
So,
cause at least we're
wait.
Cool.
What happened? We went from Gen X to Gen Z, right?
Millennials.
Well, what the fuck happened to Gen Y?
I know.
I wonder about that. What is up with the people putting labels on everybody? They need to get their shit
wait
together.
A minute.
They don't even know the damn alphabet.
Right? No.
I guess Gen Y, maybe it's that Y. Really wouldn't know status for them, so
wait,
why?
Is that the big question millennials were always asking? Why?
Why? That's it.
Okay. I don't know.
Okay. I don't know.
But, you know,
no.
It can be nostalgic.
Yeah, but wait, we're the only ones that actually care what's happening. I mean, they seem more disconnected to the surrounding. You understand what I mean, right? Like,
right.
You know, because there's so much. They've dealt with so much. We were the ones told to go under a fucking desk during a nuclear.
Yeah, no shit.
Oh,
we
God,
were, yeah, I remember
and,
that. Also,
and that's the thing, for those of us from our generation.
Midwest.
Yeah, from the people from our generation, our parents have already been through shit like this before, so, you know, they're kind of oblivious to it. Our kids are way too focused on being misidentified.
It's your kids, Marty.
I don't know about that. I don't think so. I think they're just busy doing their own thing. But, like, I know my kids are older, so... Like being, you know what I mean, 21 is the youngest, and Jade
right.
is, how old the fuck is she going to be, 28? She's 27. All right.
Oh,
so,
really? Oh,
yeah.
Wow, okay.
Mm-hmm. So there's, like, when I think about them, they're like, I don't know what the fuck, they act like a combination of Generation X and millennials, right?
I think that's partially how they were raised too, because
I know that.
That's what
mine are roughly early to mid 30s for my kids.
Yeah,
right.
And yeah, they don't act like the younger ones.
Right.
But they sure as hell don't act like me either.
Okay.
You know,
but to a point.
Do you remember when we were all younger, we emulated our older sibling if we had one, or someone that was older than us that we wanted to be our brother, our big brother, or our big sister for the girls?
Right.
It was a bad example, and that's why I did a lot of the things I did when I was younger, because, you know, I wanted to be, it's like, you know, the outsiders. Remember Pony Boy, how he's always.
That was me too. I was hanging out with a kid. That's why I started smoking. That's why I started.
Yeah.
That's why I started skipping a lot of school. That's why I was doing all sorts of weird shit.
Bingo.
I did that on my own.
but you were the one people were trying to follow. You're the man.
No. I was the one nobody wanted to have. I was a punk rocker in the inner city, like a school. And
wow.
Stuff. So we had our
we were
and Andy, my best friend, was there too. And but we had a whole ramp. Like everybody had their cliques, you know, Josh.
But you know, every guy talking shit about you, like I'd like to hook up with her.
Oh,
no,
yeah, everybody
no,
had their spot
no,
where they'd hang out
no,
together. And
no, we hung out on the, our crowd, no lie, this is not a lie, was on the ramp, and it ran down the whole front of the school where you could smoke then and everything, but ran down the length of the school, and it was the, we called it the Ramp of the Misfits. It was everybody from every different
nice.
Race. Okay? Everybody
oh,
that just didn't fit
shout
in.
Shout out to the Misfits.
We,
right
yes,
now.
We didn't fit. We didn't. We didn't fit in with anybody else. So they became Misfits.
Yeah.
Yep.
My small little group in high school. It was only like three or four of us. Would hang out in the back stairwell next to the assembly halls because
right.
nobody went back there.
Oh my God.
Yeah, we would hang out, but we would go out behind the bleachers in the football field and smoke with the damn gym teacher and shit. Yeah.
I'm not just cigarettes either,
mind you.
Me and Andy used to sneak. There was
he'd get a nickel bag off my brother.
There was a hole in the fence. There was a hole in the fence by the on the track for gym, right?
Right.
And so me and Andy would go around the track, sneak through the hole in the fence, go to the candy store, and come back before gym ended and sneak back through the hole in the fence.
Oh,
I'm not lying.
Sounds like the old drive-in days.
See, that's why
we like that
back stairwell.
Yeah.
Because you could go out the stairs and go out the back door, which was closest to Taco Bell. Yeah, we'd sneak out to the Taco Bell.
The reason we didn't do the stairwell is because the faculty were constantly using it. So at our high school, we didn't have like that safe zone. We had to watch it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we had to know our places.
Dude, me and Annie went to every dance at the school together. We were fucking funny as shit. We would go to the dance together. Like all them dances back in the high school. Yep. Yes, yes, and yes.
Did y'all use hand signals to let each of y'all know where y'all were going?
No.
We
did. Yeah.
We had three different hand signals that we used. It was either behind the bleachers, out by the parking lot.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Or before school or after school, we had like little
signals,
you know.
Yeah,
no,
we did that too.
Believe it or not, it was like, are you going to the fort? And it's still happening now because we had a fort in the woods. We go to the fort. And now I'm still going to a fort.
Hey, Lisa, did you hear anything about the officer's building at the fort? How's that coming along?
I'm not sure, but I'm going to find out soon. I hope. They're having the campfire on the 17th. I want to go because I want to go for the day. I want to go to the fort because I'm constantly getting told, Lisa, go to the fort by the fucking box.
Yeah.
Yo, man, I got some crazy shit on that though, the box lately. If I put it all together, I have no idea what the fuck is going on.
Shout out to Greg. I bet you
Greg.
He's probably getting a lot of stuff together to get that fixed, I'm sure.
No, Greg is fantastic. He loves the fort just as much as I do, and I know that. You know that?
Yeah.
But I know when the cleanup comes, I'm going to be there getting my hands dirty, okay, because they got to wait probably now like for a real cleanup.
I know they're going to, absolutely.
All right,
hope there ain't any other stuff in there, you know, like mold or anything.
Well, we just stay out of that building for now. But thank God it's built sturdy. So I think, you know, with a roof and some repairs, we should be all right.
I don't think there would be because the state.
That's the whole roof support.
Yeah, but I'm just saying that's a state historical site. I'm sure they maintain it pretty well.
No, actually, the city of Philadelphia.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah.
Nice, I guess.
It's historic registered. And it's also on hollow ground because all the soldiers, 250 soldiers, when they died, they were buried where they lay. So,
that is a battlefield graveyard, yes.
Yes, it is, and it is a magnificent, magical fucking place where you could go in there and experience things that you've never seen in your entire life if you're open and very receptive and positive. If not,
you're just going to walk around with a closed mind.
Yep.
The fort
is a prime example of a location that will adjust to the energy you bring in.
Yeah, I didn't like it. You'll know.
Oh yeah, if you go in with anything, if you go in with any ulterior motives or bad intent towards the buildings or anything around it,
right.
Yep. You either won't experience anything or you'll get a bad experience. If you just go in there open minded and you're willing to learn about everything out there,
I have seen so much and heard so much at that place that I could literally say I would expect. That it's not just spirits there. Spirits, they come and go. They come and go freely through the Fort Mifflin. I don't know how, but they do. I know they do because I hear it, even when I'm there. And we've seen it. Whatever, Dawn flattened herself and sit the casemate fucking doorway, I guess the wall, because she was seeing figures walking in and out when the whole room turned into space. Okay, so, as odd as that sounds, it's 7 adults that weren't stoned. So that was a big thing where it looked like pinpoint stars, went to nebulas. Of course, I stuck my arms in. Of course, everybody's like, what are you doing? I'm like, well, I got to fucking see one. And, of course, they're like, don't go in. I'm like, boop, I'm gone. I went in. And then, like I always do. They wait for me to test the ground, too, before they come in.
You know what's wonderful? There's a correlation of sites like that that have deaths in situ, where they've had to, like, a great example of that, of this kind of energy would be Gettysburg Battlefield. They have a lot of that kind of flowing static, some of it residual, and I imagine there's a considerable amount of intelligent hauntings as well.
Yeah, there
I don't
is.
Really
I know
enough about
yeah.
it.
I have been there.
But I do
times.
Know I've
yeah.
read mm-hmm. what I've read about Gettysburg is that there's this plethora of energy because of everyone who fell, and a lot of them were buried right where they died, and
just like the
plan. That ghost box session I did in 2011 was where they had a route.
Okay.
So,
which one? The Devil's Den or
It was off Jefferson Davis Highway, US 1 there in Richmond. It was a graveyard, not a cemetery. Mm. It's where they were killed and they were buried where they died.
Yep.
You notice in that, shout out to my ghost box sessions of 2011, the questions I asked them and the responses were just so quick and clear and concise about what, like gun in general, and every little question I asked, they were happy. They were happy to tell me what was going on.
Yeah.
They didn't give me a unit and a regiment, So.
See, I know. I got, and you know what? That can happen. Oh, my God. It does happen. We know it, especially hollow ground.
That's hollow ground. Yeah, that's what I meant to say.
Yep,
in situ,
that's it. Mm-hmm.
Hollow ground where people have died right there, And
I know.
Fort Mifflin is this. Man, it's right near the running water. That's a plus.
I know.
You got running water. You got the Schuylkill and the Delaware Rivers, if my memory serves me correctly.
From above, it's a star-shaped fort.
And it's a star. Is it a star or a pentagon?
Yeah,
it's a star.
It's
Pentagon-looking building.
No, it's a star-shaped. They call it a star fort. That's
not
what
octagon, right? Okay,
no.
Gotcha.
Mm-mm. Okay. And it's got the... You got
that's right, it is. Yes.
And,
I'm thinking of that other one.
Fort Mifflin was constructed in 1771. Okay, then the battle ensued, a battle of 1777. Then the fort was reconstructed in 1786. Okay, and then they were the war 1812. It went all the way decommissioned until 1956. It didn't, so it's been through it all. It was a prison. It was a Civil War prison, and that's pretty gnarly, man. They had poop buckets in their cells. Oh, my God. Like those big, them big barrels, I should say, with a wood piece on the top of it, the slab.
Right.
And they wouldn't even get it taken out.
Oh,
my God. Oh,
I
got
to tell you something crazy.
Dysentery ran wild. Oh, yeah.
About 10 or 15 years ago, archaeologists uncovered a gigantic, I think it was the year 700? Or maybe it was 700 years old, but they found a giant, just like you're talking about, but a giant one buried under the ground where an entire city, it was all the poop from hundreds of years ago in Denmark.
A 700-year-old septic tank for the city.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, it was a 700-year-old septic tank in Denmark. and it still stunk, like it did whenever they took a shit.
Oh, my God. I can imagine
that.
Yeah. I can,
oh, come on. I got to rock out the 700-year-old shit. That'd be so
you
cool.
Know, but how, though? I'm serious. Imagine, like, I look at Norristown. I walked home because on Carly's car had broke down. Well, her brake pad actually jammed into her, like it snapped off and it went into the thing and the brake got stuck and she's trying to drive with the fucking brake on and we had to pull over. So her mom was coming, so I decided I was going to walk home from down Marshall Street. And I was looking at the construction of these buildings here.
Right.
And they're beautiful. They are. Norristown has some of the most beautiful architecture when it comes to buildings. They could really hook this place
Pennsylvania
up.
In general has some really beautiful structures.
I know. Yeah, it does.
I'll tell you, here's the deal. I ran every square. I swear, I've been all over Pennsylvania, I promise.
Yeah, I know, I believe it.
All four corners and the center.
Yep.
It's like you can't go anywhere in Pennsylvania without feeling something, you know?
It's such an active.
It really is. I mean, I had a ball. I had a ball.
Valley Forge is a lot of fun. I mean, like, I will go walk there, you know what I mean? Because I only live, like, 10 minutes from there, not even. Mm-hmm. So, like, it's beautiful. But even there, with all the stuff that happened, it was never a negative thing that I got. Know what I mean? So, it was
all
never
people
negative.
People is what I felt. I never felt nothing negative. It was all people.
Me neither.
A different time, you know, like, they were still doing their thing and their whatever.
Uh-huh.
And a good example of that was my 84 Pennsylvania Ghost Box session that I'd done in 2011. And then there was a Monaca, Pennsylvania, where I was out in the woods in the middle of nowhere. And I sensed like a small girl walking around in the woods there. And I actually got a girl come, but sounded like a girl. I don't know that I actually got a girl.
Okay.
But I actually got what I thought. Let me rephrase that because we get caught up in this. But we know better. We don't know what any of it is, but it sounded like a child. I mean, like a little girl. And I felt really bad for it because it's like it's out in the woods, you know?
I know what you mean.
And,
you
know, you're wondering what, you know, you don't want to even speculate what might have happened. But there could have been a farm there 200 years ago.
Yep.
It wasn't a little girl. It was a demon.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, man. Hey, man, we got another demon, man.
Sorry.
Oh, that's an old demon. Don't tell me about a demon. Oh, yeah, man, it's a demon, man.
Hey, man, what's going on? They got the demon there. No,
yeah,
seriously.
Yeah, man, give him the
If I hear one, when I look at things, and I do, and I look at them, I don't watch anything on TV. You already know that.
But
when I look at things, like a video or something, I come across. I just stand there and go, what the fuck are you doing? Because you know how many people are missing out on hearing some stories from these fucking spirits instead of running around going, oh, my God, I can feel it. You know what?
Yeah.
You can't.
Oh, Lisa, you know you want to get on TV and just make a really mean face and start screaming at everybody and jumping when everybody walks in front of you.
Yeah, you know you want to
do it.
Yeah. No, these spirits wouldn't have any wisdom that they could pass on. Stories about their lives they could tell. This is what these people are always jumping on the demon theory. Look, if you were a spirit and you were trying to come across to somebody and they kept calling you a demon in your face, what would you do?
I'll probably pretend to be a demon.
There would be one of two responses. I would either give them
demon,
what they wanted.
There's a chair, knock it over.
You'd either give them what they wanted or you would just, you know, walk away and have no interaction whatsoever.
A person that's funny, any kind of comical person, would have took that opportunity and knocked the chair over.
You just made me think it would be a great demon if you ever got a hold of him. You thought it was a demon, Sam Kennison.
Oh, my God.
He passed away. You get Sam Kennison on a ghost box and all of a sudden, go to hell. Come with me to hell.
Don't say that. Walter will hear you.
Walter will be driving Sammy with him.
All right. All of a sudden, I'll run the boss in. I'll get this.
Right. Absolutely.
No, I get some weirdness. No, the other day, I was running the boss with Carly, and I was in it, and William's talking. And he's like, face the door. So I faced the door. I'm like, why am I facing the door? Right? And all it, like, I can't hear all of it at, you know, live. And the funniest thing is, like, just turn around towards the couch. And I'm like, what the fuck am I doing? And when I came back to listen to it, he literally said, turn, you know, turn to the door, now turn around. And he said, I'm on the couch. That's what he said. And that's what's funny, because I didn't hear it until I went on the playback. You know what? But I don't see him either,
you know,
so what the fuck?
You just brought us something I've been meaning to ask for months.
What?
We remember several months ago on one of our shows, we were talking about how there, actually, maybe not have been several months, more like probably a couple of months ago. We were talking about how they're in their realm,
yeah,
and they see everything the way they seen it whenever they were alive, like the candle thing and all that, where they don't step on the candle and things like that. Well, you just brought up something that really clicked with me.
What?
Why is it that some of them actually do interact with your environment and they can see?
I bet
they
the guide.
They can associate, even though they're in their realm, do you think a guide has a, that's what I was going to say. Do you
that's
think
it.
A guide has a special way of seeing into our realm as well?
I believe that because of Walter, because I hear him. Like, if I'm running the box and he got to go do something, or like, I'll be running it, and then I'll hear William go, the other day, it was shit. And Walter's like, what? And I'm like, I did not just hear that. And then if somebody came in, I gather, because I heard a male voice come in. And they're like, okay, just step back. And I'm like, what? Me and Carly both heard
that.
It. All right? Step back, right? That's what Walter said.
Walter said that.
Step
away.
No, Walter banished the spirit.
Oh, okay, my bad.
Yeah.
I misunderstood.
He didn't banish the spirit. He just didn't know where to go.
Okay,
right.
Walter took him with him, and William stayed.
Oh, okay.
See,
And
your question.
Yeah, he was just, because he would get crowded, you know what I mean?
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, step back. I hear that. I've been hearing that a lot, and I heard from Aunt Ruth from Selma yesterday. She came down to visit. I'm on the property, but that don't matter. She visited me in the Poconos. All right, so I heard her. But the thing is that people are missing so much. There's so much fun stuff on there. I mean, like when I go back and I review it, I'm laughing. A lot of things, though, I've noticed are with the boss, and I think people should take notice to this, and Frank took notice to it, too, is that a lot of times when you hear something, if you're recording – you can be at a location. It has nothing to do with the location. We already know sometimes it does, sometimes it don't. So a lot of times they're a little ahead in their timing from what I've noticed, unless it's another emergency. Like what they're telling you will come. Like I was.
Your guide
they kept,
is what
yeah,
you're
they,
saying.
Yeah.
Your guide.
They,
yeah. Okay.
They kept telling me in 2016 that I had to look for a book, right? Or get the book or whatever it was, right? And I'm like, what the fuck are they talking about? Everywhere. I'm looking at Selma for a fucking book. I'm like, what are they talking about? Is that Selma? And they would repeat it over and over. And then one day here, right, I had my lyric book out from with all my lyrics in it and my ghost box books out, right, with all those writings in it. So I know they're like, that's the book. So I'm like, it wasn't the lyrics. But then I've opened my ghost box writing and right on the second motherfucking page is find the book. From back all the way back then. So I had to reread the entire thing, and I'm like, oh, my God, it labeled everything that happened from, like, 2016 on.
And you know why they had you do that? Because have you ever noticed it goes like this. When you every time you read a book or even watch a movie, you always catch something that you missed.
Yes, exactly. Oh, I'm good at that. You
so
know me. I'm
that's me, too, yeah. David, you were going to say something about what I had alluded to about the spirit. You know,
Well, I mean, and I just asked Lisa about this the other day, too. Spirits that, you know, they've been around for a long time. Like, okay, but we'll use William as an example. considering the time period that he passed away in. And my question was, and, you know, you were talking about can they interact and how can they interact, but can they adapt their language and vocabulary from what they were used to calling things to what we call them in modern day?
Oh, that's delicious.
Because William just said, he just told her he was on the couch.
The couch, yeah, and that would have been a Davenport, right?
Right. I don't think they called it a couch back in 1780-something, 1800.
He's from died in 1864.
Oh, no, but in his time, it would have been contemporary of the 1700s into the 1800s.
Right.
No,
it would have, they would have referred to it as something else.
Yeah, something else.
They were all drunk.
Okay.
But I do believe couch is a much older word. I believe they call the bronze couches they found in, like, in Hallstatt, Germany, the Celtic burials.
Yeah.
They were known as couches in the ancient language as well.
Okay.
I think it's
if it's Germany, then...
But I don't know if it's the word couch, I think, is an ancient German word. I don't know that
I know.
For sure.
I know
that might be
word.
A job for
sofa.
Steve. I know he's listening, and shout out to Steve Lawson, the awesome.
I know the word sofa is
but
for
I
rich,
can't
rich
remember,
people.
But sofa,
like,
yeah.
Like a stand-up wardrobe.
Water Williams.
Wardrobe,
right.
Yeah.
A stand-up wardrobe is also called an armoire.
Yes,
I know that.
Or a chiffarobe.
What the fuck is that?
It's the same thing. Don't ask me. I heard the term a few times from a guy that I used to work with, and he is an older black gentleman, so maybe, I don't know.
Chiffarobe?
But yeah, he
no,
called it a
sounds,
chiffarobe. And
that
it,
sounds
it,
like something you wear, you know.
It, well,
right,
it sounds
like,
more
yeah,
like a southern terminology.
Yeah.
So, you know, as language adapted, once you passed away, are you still able to adapt with that if you're here interacting with the living still?
All right, wait.
That's a good question,
you're,
though.
What
yeah,
do you think,
Cuz?
What do you think,
okay, Cuz? I'll tell you my opinion. There have been times when I've been in locations and asked questions and have gotten modern replies. Is it because the ghost box itself uses, you know, bits and pieces of sentences from modern, and they're trying to get their word out, but the only way they can get that through is using the modern vernacular.
Hold on. Here's an example.
On the radio.
Here's an example of what you said.
Radio
what
words
saying.
That are modern being
hold
used
on.
By them.
Look, this is the radio, and it says, "Fuck you, Steve." I think that's pretty modern. Okay.
For unlawful carnal. Yeah,
wait,
fuck you, Steve.
There you
that's
go.
True. Yeah.
That's fucking
that's...
clear. Okay? Oh, that's weird.
Oh, well, no. Wouldn't they have said, they would have said for unlawful carnal knowledge, or would they have said fuck?
No.
Well, he said fuck. I talk fuck all day. I say the word.
I
all
said
day.
The word fuck pretty. I think it's been
well,
around a while.
Yeah,
it comes
fuck.
Out
really
every fucking sentence.
I
think fuck was
lot.
Around since ancient Greece.
All right.
Yeah,
yes.
I think
all
it's
right.
been hot. It's a hot topic, yeah.
But that is, let me tell you,
that
that
was,
is, that's funny.
You heard it first here, spirits telling you to fuck off.
All right. I don't fucking know, but I'm telling you right now that when it comes to them and their language, I mean, lock his fucking up ass up, man. Where the fuck did this come from? I don't even know
no,
why
you
we got...
You have got tons of captures with F and ass and shit.
And
see,
no,
do,
no, the funniest is William goes, shit.
That's vulgar.
And Walter
vulgar,
says, what?
Yeah.
What? Like, oh, God, what? I
what
should have
manners
that up.
Have been
I got clipped
manners.
It. I should have put it on here because it's fucking funny as hell. I just got it, like, last week.
You
I'm
think
like,
about it, Lisa. You asked my opinion. Hey, I'll give another one. There were officers, right?
Who?
They were a rough bunch, you know, and they were saying
no,
the words. They weren't necessarily
no.
cordial. They probably in
shit.
Maybe at events
this
or something, like they go to a dance
now.
Or a ball.
Uh-huh.
No, they were just as rough cut as any. Mm-hmm. Shout out to our military. They go through the
yep.
shit, man. They
I
go
know,
through
I know
shit.
That. That's right,
yeah.
I know that. Yep. There's not, there's, there, but there's no, like, everybody's over there trying to, get like if somebody got fucked you, Steve, I know what William's talking about. I'm like his father. So there you
right.
go. That was the last straw what happened and how they cut ties. So that was the last that
yeah.
was right after that. So there you go. So that made sense to get fucked you, Steve. Okay.
So,
but what?
Play it again, Lisa.
All
one
right.
more
you
time.
Got it. All right.
Listen to this.
And that's 100% William. Okay.
Yes.
So you give me
yeah, I can
William
hear the
so is it,
yeah,
is it possible then that when people go on investigations and we're using spirit boxes for communication,
yeah,
do you think a lot of people are missing what's being said because they heard the stories of, oh, well, there was somebody who died back in 1720, and they're expecting language from back in that day.
But
the spirit has already moved forward and adapted to the way humans speak now.
Wait. I believe our spirit is limitless. Okay? If they're going to – you get what I mean? Our spirit's got to be limitless.
Well, free will choice
limits.
Is something
right.
I say quite a bit.
I believe that when we leave our bodies, we have
– spirit.
A spirit. And
not,
so our spirit
–
not a good.
I'm not, you know,
the spirit,
right.
We should be able to come back and talk to anybody. I mean, mm-hmm. if we want
but
to come back and talk
at any time.
But the question is, are living humans misinterpreting? Because we're expecting, the living people are expecting spirits to speak the way they did when they passed away.
I think maybe. Go ahead, Lisa.
I don't know. I never expected them to sound like they were from the 1700s. So I never did that because I learned from Frank a long time ago, go in with an open mind and a clear head. Don't put shit in your head. Let it come. You know what I'm saying?
That's good advice.
Yeah, because a lot of times...
You kind of close your mind when you do that. You're right.
Yeah, and so a lot of times... Yeah, but the judge over at the fort, man, he's grumpy as fuck.
But here's the deal, David. David was saying there are captures you've gotten with the old language, the old English.
Oh yeah,
You know, it does come through, but David, I think maybe if you assume, David's not saying him. He's saying people in general.
I'm saying living people, not spirits.
I'm just saying people in general misinterpret what's coming through because they're expecting the historical replies or historical aspect to the replies.
That's true. They might have an accent like William does. William got that Dutch accent.
Wicked awesome,
he's got it.
Man.
Yeah.
He's got that accent.
All right, so he has the accent. But what if you're limitless as a spirit? You don't need to use that accent. Maybe the accent is to show who you were. Huh?
Right.
Or to get your message across, you use the modern radio with your spirit box.
So it's still coming across. Like, you know, for William, it's still just an affectation of who he once was so that people know that it was him.
When I first got William, and I was, but I did 295 hours alone in Casemate 11. Alone.
Right.
I literally put that many hours into recording audio in Casemate 11, but I realized William was also answering me in my house. And I'm like, wait a minute, that's not possible. He's always with Walter, so he was never actually trapped. I was just speaking to him differently, probably, than all these ass munch fucks that go in there. William Al is a demon. One more time, I'm telling you. All right? And he's not. He's not even there. You're probably getting grumpy ass over there, or that guy over there playing it off like the judge will sound like,
and that kind of goes along with what I was saying, because if you go in, if you're thinking, if you have the stories in your mind about, okay, well, so-and-so died then, this is the way he acted. So your brain's already telling you that if the spirit is there, it's going to act exactly the same way.
Yes.
So you have to address it the same way.
Well, yeah.
But if the living people can change their mentality when they go in on an investigation.
Right. They get more.
And open themselves up to a lot more interaction, change their frequency on their own, I think it'll open up a lot more dimensional doorways to allow a lot more to come through.
Yeah, and then plus they want to talk. I mean, like seriously. Listen, at the fort, you were talking about people and how they treat people. Greg O'Brien was here for this. Greg, Dawn, me, everybody. And we were doing a box session. They kept repeating 5-11. And we didn't understand what the fuck. Me and Greg were like, what the fuck? We're like outside. And we're like five. We went into Casemate 5, and there's nobody, not 11, you know, 11 people. We're just trying to look. And then we go out, and we're like 5-11. And we look at Casemate 11. And they said they wanted us to go make them stop. Okay? That's why we were on the prowl there. We get in into Casemate 11. We're going upstairs. There's five guys in there. All right. We're like, hey, what's up? What are you doing? He goes, we're broken these spirits. And I swear to God. And I said, yeah, I know. We were sent down here by those spirits to tell you to stop. They left like an hour later. They didn't want to stay. They did. Greg was there. Okay? I was like, they don't want you to do that. So we got called from Casemate, I forget, one or wherever the fuck we were. I don't know, somewhere. And all the way over to 11 for five guys. See what
right.
I mean? So it's the way you approach these spirits that matters most. If you're looking for a fucking demon, you're going to find a fucking demon.
Yeah, don't
exactly.
start shit. Don't start
yeah.
shit you can't finish.
Exactly. You know?
Because you'd be surprised what kind of things. Here's the deal. You can open the door with anything, okay?
Right.
If you're mm-hmm. if you're using equipment in your hand,
anything.
And you're provoking.
You could be it, and you could be
you,
equipment too.
Right,
yeah.
that is correct.
Uh-huh.
Your energy, yes,
uh-huh.
yes, you've opened up yourself. The moment you start talking and asking things, you've already become the instrument of
exactly.
the communication. So if
mm-hmm.
you're running your fucking mouth and you're cussing them and you're
right.
saying, oh, you're this and that, don't start
yep.
shit. You can't stop, because if you don't understand what's going on the other side, you sure as hell don't need to be running your mouth.
I know.
You know
it's really bad.
You have no idea what the hell kind of ramifications that involves. And I know some
yep.
people, not sure that it was spiritual, but I just know they were never the same after they left some location.
Exactly. I know, right?
Yeah.
I mean,
if,
do you know anybody
charged,
like
so-
that?
I know, yeah, I, well, I...
Do y'all know anyone like that
I know,
that's been
yeah.
affected by
I know
the,
people.
A location?
I
don't
yeah,
go to bad locations. I avoid them like the plague.
Yeah,
I
think
don't need that.
The house that we talked about in Jersey, that had the that had a lot of fucked up things happen to
yeah, I'm not,
people around
I'm not
there,
bringing
not
my, I'm
yeah.
not bringing my team into crap like that. That ain't happening.
No, I...
If I sense it, I'm telling, look, I know we got our hopes up. There's something really bad in here. I'm going to say... If y'all want to continue, if you want to continue, you do it on of your own. On whatever you want to do, that's up to you. But I'm saying we shouldn't do this. That happened
yeah.
once.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
In Asheville, North Carolina.
Yep.
But anyway, go ahead, Lisa.
I would. You're more making me think. No, okay. So think about this, though. That when you go in, when I go in any location, I'm always friendly, just like I am when I meet puppies and people. That I walk down the street,
oh,
and I'm going to be honest with you. Okay, I walk down the street and I say hi to everybody. I don't care who they are. As I'm walking, when I'm taking my walk, I say hello to everybody and smile. It's just me.
Mm-hmm.
So I go in the investigations with that same. I can walk. The fort's different. That's home. That don't count. I'm like, every time I go in there, I go, I'm home. I yell it when I get in the
yeah, and
the
you know,
fort.
I think the spirits
mm-hmm.
feel that about you, too, that mm-hmm. you know, I think you bring in that welcoming vibe, and you've definitely been there more than once.
Yep.
Nickerson Sneed, in my case.
More
it's
than
like
once, so
Nickerson Sneed has been adopted by Tri-10 Paranormal. It is
yes.
our home base now.
Yeah, it's good,
but,
good.
And she said that was fine.
Yeah,
but,
great.
You know, back to what you were saying, my Nickerson Sneed is your Fort Mifflin. You
yeah.
go in, and it's like, it's welcoming. You can feel the welcoming when you get there, can't you?
When I got there for Larissa's event, I got there way early. I fucking kicked back during a thunderstorm in the Casemate 5 by myself, put my feet up on, leaned back.
Watching the purple orb.
Purple orb, took a picture. There's a ghost showed up. And,
oh, really?
But
I remember that. Yeah,
yep.
Purple.
But the thing was
purple
that
orb.
I was so comfy. I was just chilling out, relaxing in the dark casement made by myself because it was comfortable. My kids slept in there. So everybody running
yeah.
in there and running out saying they're getting knocked out is fucking lying. Okay.
I was just listening to Will Smith in my own head when you were talking about it. You were chilling out, maxing, relaxing, and grooving.
I play music and I talk. Like, I'll sit there and I'll be like, how you got? I'm not running the box, but I hope you guys are doing good. Blah, blah. I just have I have a conversation. You know, and that's when the purple light came across the room. But I didn't feel, I mean, that was my own eyes. There, nothing caused it from anywhere else.
You know what's beautiful? You could, I do believe that David kind of touched onto something there. How about, David, we reverse that, flip that around, and we go to a place and play their music from their generation.
I've done it. It's all my sport.
I bet the vibes mm-hmm. from that just make everything so copacetic.
Always,
when
music
you're doing
always.
Your investigation.
Look,
yeah,
I'm,
like, like it touched the it would set the spirit more at ease because it knew that the spirits know that you were there for the right reasons.
I used to bring my
that you're honoring them by their generation, I guess maybe.
Yep.
Giving them, hey, we love you, want you to hear your music, you know, whatever.
Yeah, I used to bring my guitar to the fort. I play one day at a time.
Oh,
Katie
really?
Brown.
Oh, that would
yes.
be perfect.
No,
the acoustics would
all right,
be
I
perfect.
Get it. I used to play, me and Katie one time, we dressed up like princesses. This is not
Casemate.
A lie, okay? Yeah, we
Casemate,
went to Casemate
right?
One.
Oh,
we,
that's
and we
nice.
Went, and we jammed. She had her cello, and I had my acoustic guitar, and we were
there
fucking jamming. And guess
what?
What
you did?
A
cello and an acoustic guitar. That's beautiful,
oh,
man.
Oh, it was fucking fantastic. We were just rocking out, like just jamming acoustic jams away. We were having a great old time. And fucking,
that would be so cool.
Yeah, it was Katie on her cello and me on the
you
fucking
made a
acoustic.
Piano and you,
on my
you
Fender.
Been...
Okay, yeah. I know, but we did it, and when the responses afterwards are always better. When I brought Miss Rani Ruth up here, Miss Fornes from Selma, she used to like Barry Manilow because her caretaker told me. So I brought Barry Manilow up there one time, and I played it, and we had the box running it, and they were liking it. Afterwards, we'd run it. Then I played Sully Erna solo stuff. I said, tell me if you like this, Auntie Ruth, and guess what? She fucking loved it.
Wow.
Yeah. Because it's very beautiful. It's got that beat. It's beautiful. You know what I mean? So it's always
yeah.
Shout out to the solo.
Oh, next time, right. Next time you get a chance,
what?
That'd be so cool.
To get
that.
To Selma and get inside.
See the reaction.
You should play Bunny's music for her.
Oh, I will. Well,
yeah, take a rim pod.
Wait a minute.
Take a rim pod.
I did it. I've done that. Oh, my God. The reactions are hysterical. But she probably heard it already. She was here yesterday.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah, on the dust crew. She does come and go.
Yeah. All right. So, I mean, yeah, she, no. I just hear like, William.
You
William.
Know what song?
Like,
guess what song?
What?
Transcontinental Miscommunication would be a perfect song.
Okay, let me
to,
pop that on.
To
close
do.
Out?
Yeah, no, sure. But that would be the perfect one to do it in an investigation. It has
oh my
that,
God.
Has that translucent.
All right, here we go.
Stuff, you know,
it's almost
that.
Time. Wait, God.
Yeah,
listen,
yeah.
Listen.
Yeah, I know we're about out of time.
I'm with. No, I'm not.
Investigation music. I can see the spirits dancing already.
Yeah, me too.
They're doing their heads from side to side. This is for you, William. And Walter.
Yep.
I'm heading in the wrong direction.
Yeah, hear that wrong direction.
Oh. I promise.
Tune in next
good
week.
Good night,
folks.
Everyone. Love you guys.
All right.
Thank you for listening to Loud Paranormal. Good night, everyone.
Shout out to everybody, and I guess we'll see you next week. Okay? All righty.
Yeah. Later.
All right. All right. Bye.
Right on.
Bye.
Good night, people.